I'm Whitney Maduke, and this is My Life So Far podcast. It's my life story on self-love through growth. Here is My Life So Far. Hi everyone, how are you doing today? So I started therapy and I am just really excited to share the experience with you guys. It has been on my mind for quite a while and I finally got the courage to do it. And here I am today sharing the experience. So I hope you enjoy this. I've spoken about January blues and how it ties into seasonal depression. But I think when you add that layer of the pandemic, it just takes it to a whole new level for me. So it was January 1st, 2021, and I was overcome with such intense feelings and thoughts out of nowhere. It became too heavy and unbearable, and I just thought, like, I can't continue to do this. I need to talk to someone about how I feel, my thoughts, all of that, because I felt like I wasn't doing the best at, you know, handling it or understanding it. And, you know, the bittersweet side of, you know, success and progress is that when you finally get to a point where your basic needs are met, like you have a job, you have, you know, your place, you have food, there comes a time when everything that you've probably pushed to the back starts to come to the front. So, you know, all those thoughts, all those feelings that you probably had, you know, in those moments of struggle and perseverance, you kind of had to push it to the back because there are other more important things that you needed to do for your survival. And now that, you know, those things are met, it's kind of like the thoughts saying and the feelings coming back, like, hey, you didn't deal with us last time, now we're here, you have to listen. And so that's kind of where I was January 1st, and since then it's, you know, it's been a struggle. Doing my best, I would say. When I think of New York and, you know, the earlier years, it has definitely been a hectic, stressful time for me, but it's been so worth it. You know, moving here and having to get to this point definitely came with a lot of ups and downs. And when I look back, I'm so grateful for the progress. And it's nice to have been in therapy virtually, of course, because we're in a pandemic. And so I've had someone see me beyond, you know, my smile or the numbers and, you know, frankly, the image I also portrayed, this, you know, strong, I don't even know, confident, all of those things, successful. And also, you know, it was nice for someone to see me beyond even how they perceive me based on what I offer them. And so for the first time, I found myself in a safe space where I could actually just open up. At first it was such a struggle because I do find it very uncomfortable, therapy, but for me it was just nice that someone could see behind my smile and humor, and she quickly just, you know, noticed that. And it was also just nice that, you know, through the awkward smiles when I'm uncomfortable, or the jokes that I crack to hide my feelings or thoughts, or those awkward silent moments that they use to just get you. I don't know, it just gets you because you're just there sitting, looking at each other, and you finally have to just say something because, like, the silence is just so loud. It's been such a nice experience. And it's funny because I remember just sharing how I've been curious about therapy. I just didn't know what it's like. Like, oh, I just sit there and talk. Like, how does this work? So I always would ask people here and there, like, oh, are you in therapy? And a lot of people had positive things to say. I think this generation were really opening up to therapy and, you know, discarding the negative way we've seen therapy for such a long time. Like, therapy is awesome. I believe we all need it at some point in our lives for whatever reason, different reasons. So I'm always curious about therapy, and, you know, I finally did it because of just that one day when everything was just so much. But prior to that, I would always talk about it on my stories on Instagram, and people would be like, yeah, I'm actually a therapist, it's amazing. And I'm just side-eyeing them like, are you sure? Is it? So I finally did it, and oh, it has been such an amazing thing. Like, Oh my gosh, I can't even put into words. And I just think back on like my first session. I was just there with an awkward smile. You know when you're smiling but it's just your teeth showing, but your lips aren't curved as a smile. So you're just there showing someone your teeth like they're at the dentist. Basically, that was me throughout. And it's still me whenever I get super uncomfortable. And I'm uncomfortable more so with the idea of sharing extremely like sharing deeply. Vulnerability is scary, and I know a lot of people will think I am vulnerable, and I am to some extent, you know. But when you are trying to get deep, like deep into the root of Whitney, that's when there's like that wall, and it's like, nope, you've reached your point. You know, you can't get past this point. So to be in therapy, and I actually had to kind of be there with someone that could see beyond my shields, you know, beyond my walls, and just be like, okay, Whitney, we have to like, you have to take down those walls. Like you're in therapy. It was just nice. One thing I just love, the word I love is safe. Therapy is such a safe space for me, and it's scary. You know, it's scary when you grow up not feeling like anywhere was safe in terms of like your emotional feelings, you know, and you know, taking you back to moments where in school you were probably made fun of, or you know, at home you weren't, your feelings weren't properly listened to or handled or you know, appreciated, or just you know, maybe dating someone and they say something very hurtful. All of those things, like therapy has been just that safe space where I can just like share, like, oh, this experience led me to be this person. And one thing I've said before is like my independent, like how independent and you know, self-sufficient I am, it's just really just a trauma response, you know, having to rely on people and be greatly disappointed, made fun of. In therapy, it's been so enlightening. You know, she's been able to reaffirm me. She reaffirmed me each session we have, you know, about my feelings being valid, my experiences being valid, and you know, both of them affecting who I am right now. And it's just been such an emotionally exhausting experience, but in a great way. Like, you know, there are some sessions, you know, there are some sessions where I am bawling, I'm just like crying or whatnot, like, you know, you're analyzing things you probably never analyzed before, seeing yourself differently. And at the end of the sessions, I am so drained. I feel like I had a like a tough workout. And so it's exhausting at the end, and you know, a lot of thoughts come out, and you know, a lot of feelings as well. But I think it's just been nice to open up and to see myself differently, and in, you know, in an even more interesting, you know, angle. And I find it just so comforting. It's so funny because, you know, one of my sessions, my therapist was like, wait, you're opening up to me, you know, that means like you can open up to them. And I'm like, no, it's totally different. You're a therapist, it's your job. I told her it's kind of like going to the hospital and, you know, the doctor asks if you drank poison. Of course, you should admit it to the doctor so he helps you or she helps you. You're not gonna admit it to like your mom, who's probably just gonna like give you like a good smacking or something. Like, so for me, that's kind of how I see it. And so, you know, it's just like it was, I would say it was easier to open up to her than he has been to open up to any other person in my life. That of course I open up and you know I share the surface level, but when you think of like the depth and you know the things you actually need to build strong emotional connection with others, that's probably where I like draw the line, because I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna go down this path of where someone like hurt me or disregarded my feelings, invalidated it, you know, gaslight me. All of those things, and you know, that's how I've kind of seen it. So when I moved to New York, it was really just survival mode. Like I was deeply in survival mode. And I have been for quite a while, and I think now I am starting to see my life, and I'm kind of like, okay, where are the areas of improvement that I need? And we all talk about self-love and you know, all these words that we just like put out there so we feel like we're really talking about something. But I think, the beautiful thing about self-love or self-growth and just the journey of personal development, because I love that, is that you constantly have to be asking yourself that question of where can I improve and how. And I think therapy was just that one layer that I just definitely needed in regards to understanding my feelings, my thoughts, and building a strong emotional confidence. One thing I previously said is that confidence isn't just a destination, it's constantly a journey. Like you're constantly evolving to be more confident in who you are. And I think, in growing up, experiences at home, at school, around the world, it's always felt like my feelings were invalidated. And so at some point it's like, oh, what's the point of even sharing if they're not gonna understand? And I've kind of grown up to be that person that before I tell someone something, I kind of like have gone through what their possible reactions will be, and that will basically shape the direction of the conversation. And I think with everything, like with constantly having to prepare for the worst or not fully trusting in people around you, it does shape you to see yourself as, this island and no one else can be on it with you. And, for the people that are genuinely telling you they want to be on your island, you're kind of like pushing them away, like you're just saying that, you don't really mean it. For me in therapy, it's been such an encouraging experience in building that emotional confidence that I need. To be able to be vulnerable with others because I find them safe, I find them trustworthy, reliable, responsible. And it's just the little things. We've talked so much about life growing up to my present goals and worries, and it's also frightening to see how much I've been shaped. Frightening because, the vulnerability, the deep conversations, the questions being asked during the sessions, and I have to answer those questions myself, and even just have patience with me because sometimes I'm just like there to vent and to share how I feel, and she listens, and she just basically says like, I feel you, I hear you, I understand you. But I think what is even more helpful is that she actually provides, practical ways for me to be a better person. And, it's so important, the relationship you have with yourself. And I think most times when people say that, we just think of the extremes, like, oh yeah, I don't beat myself up or something. But then you're in therapy and your therapist is telling you, oh, this is how you self-sabotage yourself, or this is how you're actually speaking negatively to yourself. And then you're like, oh, whoa, I didn't know I was doing that. I just thought this was a normal thing to do. And it's like, yeah, there are normal levels to it, and then there are levels where you are actually limiting yourself, and you're not creating the best relationship with yourself, which actually affects the relationship you have with others and the world and things that happen. So, one beautiful thing I've learned is just how much deeper and vulnerable I need to be with others in my life that I value. We've spoken about values in people that I love, and it was just nice going through a words list, and as I was telling her the words that I like in people, I kind of could picture my friends being those words. And so that was one experience that kind of made me realize, like, hey, like I actually have great people around me now. Maybe I didn't have that growing up, like in school, in college, whatever. But like right now, I actually have those people. And I guess, it's crazy because in these sessions, she's basically always trying to tell me, like, oh, I'm not alone, I'm appreciated, I'm loved. And as much as I have amazing people around me, sometimes it's kind of hard to believe it or to feel it. And for such a long time, I've always just believed that, that I'm just alone, and kind of it being my survival mode. And so to be in therapy and she's kind of like telling me like, oh no, you're loved, like you see this happened, this person said these words, they meant it, those sort of things. And it's been interesting to see how much how much love I push away, or how much love I'm not willing to give or to let in because I don't want, my guards to be down and to be attacked and, all of that. So it's been such an amazing experience, and I think, she's teaching me how to love myself better and how to love others, because it's easy to say self-love or love everyone, but it's just the little actions, the little voice behind everything that says, oh, they don't mean it, or the little voice that tells you you're not worthy, the little voice that tells you that you can't do it. And as little as they sound, as they seem, they are impactful to who you are. And I think, therapy has definitely been a safe space for me to kind of almost peel back some of my layers and kind of understand that, oh, the person I am today has been a result of so much trauma. And it's like, yes, bad things have happened in the past, but how do you want to be better for the future? How do we want to, change and just be a better person to ourselves and to others? So she's definitely been teaching me how to love and be loved, how to truly understand my feelings and to appreciate it and to be comfortable enough to share it. Comfortable enough to say, like, hey, this is how I feel, and to share that with the person, and not to feel like I need to, disregard my feelings and just push it to the back, because what's the point? No one's gonna really appreciate it or value it or, say the right thing. So she's definitely been teaching me a lot about emotional confidence, and I think that's kind of where I really need to do that inner work. Someone can say I'm physically confident, to some extent, because, confidence is a journey. I'm not confident all the time. But I think with emotional confidence, that's definitely where I'm like, okay, we are on like level four. We need to take you to like level six and like continue the journey upwards. And it's been really nice to have been in a safe space like that, to have that safe space where I know I can talk about something and talk about it as deeply as I want and not feel like I'm being judged or whatnot, because at this point she's seen my ugly cries. So I'm confident that, she can handle anything at this point. It's been nice. I think therapy is definitely something I want to recommend, especially now that we're in a pandemic and a lot of things have shifted. And I know it can be a bit scary to open up, but for me, I find it to be a safe space where I can be truthful without feeling like I will be judged. And that's kind of gives me some sort of confidence. And when I make little progress outside of therapy, like, how I interact with my friends, or, a little experience that I share with my therapist on how I've opened up that week or that day, it's been enlightening to see that, love doesn't have to be so scary, or like even understanding and appreciating your feelings doesn't have to be. And there are people that are worth talking to, and others that you kind of have to put that boundary, like, hey, no, and so I think it's nice to just share my thoughts with someone that can help me dissect it and kind of understand how it applies to me and my life and how I treat others in my life. And I think, it's just been one of those experiences that, oh, it's just been like probably 8 sessions I've had. But I can feel such a huge change that it almost feels like I've been doing this for like a year or something. And it's literally just 8 sessions. And I started it in January, and I'm so glad I did, because it's just made me understand my feelings and, who I want to be in the next weeks to come, next months to come, and truly just understand that there is love around me. I know I've spoken about loneliness and that feeling, and yes, it still exists, but I think with therapy, it's going to help me understand where that feeling is from, and probably how, when I feel lonely, it's just my need for connection, deep emotional connection, you know, just those sort of little things. And I think it's therapy is greatly underestimated, because when you truly understand yourself and the experiences that have shaped you, you then can be even more confident in just being you, and also being confident in terms of reminding yourself of, okay, yes, I learned this from trauma, but I also need to change it. Like, it might not be the healthiest way to cope with feelings, so maybe I should find like an alternative. So I think for me, therapy is definitely one thing that is so important for self-growth and increasing your self-love, because it's definitely that space where you can just be and to understand who you are, which helps with that confidence in every aspect, basically. It's been such an eye-opener that I'm just obsessed with. And I'm always looking forward to my sessions now. If I don't have it in a week, I'm like, yo, where is my therapist? I need to talk to her. And it's been nice. It's been nice dissecting feelings and just being able to have such a space that I can just be. And, you know, as much as I might try to put up my guard, you know, like, oh no, you're not getting past this wall, she can just like remind me and, you know, kind of ground me. And, you know, I can just remember, like, yeah, safe space, you know, it's okay. So it's been one of those experiences that I can't put into words, and its reward will be so huge, and it comes in many different ways. But I think one thing that it's definitely helped with is just having an outlet to share my thoughts, my feelings. She told me to journal my thoughts and feelings. I don't know how I feel about that. I'll come back to you guys with it. But it's been nice. I'm really, really, truly grateful for the experience, and the privilege to even be able to have such an experience. I highly recommend it. And you know, I started therapy and it's been wonderful. So you guys should start it too. This is basically a therapy promo. Well, thank you guys. Like, you know, thank you for the little ways you encourage me, sharing the experience on Instagram, and just having people also share their experience on vulnerability and opening up and emotional confidence and truly expressing your feelings and being confident about your feelings has been such a nice thing to know that I'm not the one only struggling with it. Like, we're all in this together, and it's such a journey. It's a beautiful journey worth having. Thank you so much for listening. Share your thoughts with me on this on Instagram at My Life So Far Podcast. And you can also leave me a voice note as well if you'd like on the Anchor app. I want to know, are you in therapy? How are you finding therapy? What are your thoughts about therapy? Share that with me. If you've enjoyed this, please leave a review. That would be amazing. And I will catch you in my next episode. Lots of love. Bye.